there was a pretty big Hamtramck scene happening too, simultaneous with bookies. A club called the Misty Inn, and there were a couple of clubs. You know, every in that same '76 era, in '77, about '77 really. You know, you had the three set band. Yeah, you could play any of these clubs on Friday night, Saturday night, play four sets and work your ass off. But nobody wanted to let an original act, you know, like the Mutants or Romantics or us, play anything on a weekend. So you started to have, you know, you get the Wednesday night slot at their bar, you know, and you get two bands together because you didn't have enough material to fill the whole night. So we put two and three bands together, like at the Crest Lounge, Misty Inn, or even Lily started opening up at that time in '77. We were one of the first bands. I think we might have been the first band to play at Lily. The Rerons were the first band. Because we knew Art, and we said, yeah, you guys are coming along, let's do this. So those were the clubs. And then, you know, bookies, when we found out about bookies, you know, we weren't an originator there at all, but we were in that first wave of 77, I think, or so, 76, 77. Yeah, and, you know, it was a gay club and it was a drag club, really, on the weekends, but they would offer, you know, Thursday night shows, gig with a full room and people who were nothing but, you know, there to hear something different. So that became really a breath of fresh air, and we went on to, you know, headline shows there. If there was a bill, I don't know if our music was that good. I think maybe our band was pretty tight. You know, I'm not sure if it was the quality of music or the just tightness, and we focused on trying to put a little more advertising, and we promote the shows and we do things like that. And so we were pretty dead serious about it.